Yes, yebazibwa nnyo abaana ba Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Musibe omutyanno mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ?
Obulamu buli butya?
And how is your lives?
Mboliza ku muganda wo.
You can greet of your brethren.
Omwagalize ebisinga obulungi.
And wish them the best.
Ebyo ebiva eri Katonda.
Those which come from God.
Ye Kitaffe.
That's the Father.
N'ekigambo kye.
And His word.
Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
The Lord Jesus Christ.
Era n'omwoyo omutukuvu.
And His Holy Spirit.
Nga mukubikudde Yesu.
As in Revelation 1 verse
4,
when he speaks saying that, those which come from the one who was, who is, and who is going to be, and those which come from the seven spirits of God, and he says in the John chapter 16 the verse 12 and to 15 that the spirit will get from the fathers, for what's of the father is of Christ, and he will give us and
he
will reveal us what is to come. We thank him even this day that is together with us, the spirit of truth, together with the army of holy angels, those we work with to fulfill the word of God.
As he
speaks in Psalms 103 verse 20, angels are the mighty ones who fulfill the word of God. As they listen to the voice of the word, and we too are here to move rich onto you the light of word of God. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman and our Bible reader, Teacher Jacob. We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. We bless in this ministry the new generation with the full knowledge of God.
Move
on rich unto you the answering of God to the world. Why there are many problems from when the year 2020 began. And God tells us that he has two types of answers.
And
the first answer among all, answer in all the answers, because he officially opens his worldwide promised call, which is on the nation of Uganda in the era of AD, as it was in the nation of Israel in the era of BC. That is God's work, the final work on this planet Earth, in the revival and restoration, the greatest and the last on this planet Earth, facing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. We shall be bringing many other answers, those under the heading saying, the prophecy within the Holy Scriptures has come to pass. The world is in the confusion. And what is next? We shall see those many answers. But we still move on to seeing the answer in all the answers. The answer within all the answers. And God officially opens his worldwide promised call, which is on the nation of Uganda. It is God's final work on this planet Earth, and it's the revival and restoration, the greatest and the last on this planet Earth, and it's basing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. We are moving on with our fifth part, portion G, and we still reveal the three ways through which God came revealing his worldwide promised call, which is on the nation of Uganda. God's final work on this planet Earth, the revival, restoration, the greatest and the last on the planet Earth, and it's basing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. We're still moving on to winding up
this
third way through which is come revealing that call. all. And he passed through prophecy, which based in the Holy Scriptures, those released within the AD, from within Uganda, and outside Uganda. And we first got an example of the many visions which came from outside Uganda when we got the Assyrian vision in the year 1992 through the prophet Wilhelm Witzel and Emil Klein. When they indicated and they wrote in the New Vision newspapers in the 1992, it was the month of November, it was the date of 14, the day of Saturday, when they said that God is right here in Uganda and is basing in Uganda to do his final work on this planet Earth. Now, as we still move on with the example of the many visions, those released within Uganda, Pearl of Africa, and we're still moving on to see the vision of Apostle John Mulinde of the Prayer Mountain, Uganda, and the World Trumpet Mission in the book where he wrote the prophecy on Uganda. In the 1995, the book entitled Nation at the Crossroads, we've come getting explained in this fifth part of the answering of God unto the world, why there are many problems from when the year 2020 began. The fifth part,
portion
G, is what we're heading on to. We explain the vision of Apostle John Mulinde,
Uganda,
the prophecy on Uganda in the year 1995. This day we head into the eighth paragraph of this vision. We'll be able to move on to explain it. When we heard, and he spoke saying like this,
Uganda is a clear nation.
Uganda gwanga dambulo.
Uganda is a nation.
Uganda gwanga
with a clear destiny in God.
Elina amagenda amalangulu pumukama.
Since the time of the first explorers.
Okuva mukasera kaba explorers abasoka.
Who came to you? To Uganda.
Ababaja mu Uganda.
It was recognized that Uganda had a great redemptive purpose.
Era kyazuulibwa nti Uganda yalina omulimu ogw'amaanyi ogw'okununula.
But as big as the calling of God is
naye,
on the Ugandan,
nga obugazi bw'okuyitibwa kwa Mukama ebuli ku Bannayuganda.
Even so is the spiritual contest. Contestions.
Era we ziri enkayane z'omwoyo.
We have to recognize this war.
Tulina okuzuula olutalo luno.
In the spirit and determined to fight to win.
Mu mwoyo era tuluubirire tumalirire okulwana okuwangula.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Mu paragraph eno eyomunana.
In this eighth paragraph.
Yokwolesebwa okw'omutume John Mulinde.
Of the vision of Apostle John Mulinde.
Bikwatagana omulimu gwa Katonda ogusinzira mu Uganda ekkula lya Africa okubona ensi yonna.
Concerning God's work basing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa, spread the whole world.
Mu paragraph eno tuni ebintu bisatu ebyokunnyonnyoka.
In this paragraph we have three things to get explained of.
Twagala tunuulire ku clear destiny eno.
We want to look to this clear destiny. Amagenda malambulukufu.
Twaga tunulire amagenda.
We want to look to amalambulukufu. Clear destiny.
Amagenda nentuko.
The clear destiny.
Amagenda nentuko ebiri ebiro ebirambuluddwa obulungi.
The destiny which is clearly explained, those on the nation of Uganda.
And
they first appear to be explained well by European explorers, as we shall see. When they indeed proclaimed that they discovered it, that where there is the source of the River Nile, right there is what can explain well the origin of man and the end of man is where he began from there. Can explain well the born again Christian faith. Praise Jesus much.
But
the second thing we shall look to, that this Uganda, it has a great redemptive purpose. A great redemptive purpose of redeeming nations.
Yes,
praise Jesus much for God. As the Ugandan motto says, for God and my country. Then what shall appear the third? That we understand that this call is a great big call. And what fights us, there are many things. Need us determined fight to win.
So
those are three things we are to look at. And we've begun with that first thing. When he's spoken saying,
Uganda is a nation with a clear destiny in God.
Uganda Gwanga Irina Magenda Malambu from Mukama.
Since the time of the first explorers who came to Uganda.
Wamubiro Biaba explorers Abasoka Okujam
Uganda.
Praise Jesus much.
Okubambiro Biaba explorer Abasoka.
The time of the first explorers
Okujam Uganda
to come again Uganda.
Bachizura.
They discovered it.
Nti Uganda Irina Amagenda na Matuku.
That Uganda has destiny. He has a destiny that clearly marked and concerning the man.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And
remember briefly when we recap a little on the second way through which God revealed the call on the nation Uganda. When he looked how he revealed passing through the history which passed the European explorers in the book entitled My African Journey and in the newspapers they released in England, that which spoke like this:
the expedition stroke of the journey had performed its functions.
Olugendo lwali lutukiriza ebirubirwa byalwo.
I saw that old Father Nile,
nalaba ogwo omugga Kira omukadde,
without any doubt lazes in the Victoria Nyanza.
Obatali kubusabusa kugolokoka mu Victoria Nyanza.
And as I had foretold,
eranga bwe nalina bagambako,
that lake is the great source of the Hore River.
Nti nyanje yensibuke yamanyi eyomugga omutukuvu,
which cradled the first expounder of our religious belief.
Ogwo gunyonyola ensibuko yokukkiriza kwaffe abalokola abazadde omulundi ogwokubiri.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Okusinzira kuba European explorers abasuka okujja mu Uganda.
According to European explorers who first came in Uganda.
Abakwata olugendo okulambula Africa.
Those who embarked on a journey to explore Africa.
Ekigendwa kyabwe.
Their purpose.
Ekikolu.
The main purpose.
Kyali kya kuzuula awali ensibuko y'omugachira.
Was to discover where the source of the River Nile is.
Kubanga mukunywa bagamba.
Because in explaining they showed.
Nti awo.
That right there.
We wali entandikwa y'omuntu.
Is where the origin of man is.
We yasoka okulabika.
First began to be formed from there and to begin to exist through the first man Adam and Eve. Those who can very well explain the born again Christianity as we first heard of last time.
So omutume John Mulinde,
now Apostle John Mulinde, in the vision God gave him, a prophecy on Uganda in the 1995, and he told him saying from the time God sent European explorers in Uganda, they had looked at a destiny
etuukiridde obulungi,
a clear
amagenda n'entuuku,
a destiny
ez'omuntu,
that of man,
nti amagenda ago,
that destiny,
omuntu ng'atandika olugendo lwe ku nsi,
a man begins his journey on the world,
yatandikira awo wennyini awali ensibuko y'omugakiira,
he began right there where the source of the river Nile,
era bw'anaaba akomekkereza olugendo lwe ng'omuntu ku nsi,
when he will be finalizing his journey as man on the world,
destiny eri mu kifo ekyo,
his destiny is in that place,
era nga bwe twasooka okulabako ebyokudda kwa Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo,
and we first saw the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ,
bw'akoma nga Adam ow'okusatu,
when he comes back as the third Adam,
kubanga Adam yasooka,
because the first Adam,
yatandikira ku mugakiira,
he began right at the river Nile,
ye Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo bwe yajja,
but when the Lord Jesus came,
najja nga Adam ow'okubiri,
he came as the second Adam,
n'asibira eri mu ggwanga erya Isirayiri,
and went into the nation of Israel,
balambika n'omugga guli omunene Fulati,
that which was marked with the great river Euphrates,
so okudda kwa Adam ow'okusatu,
now the coming back of the third Adam,
kulambikibwa nga kufokasinze nnyo awali ensibuko y'omugakiira,
it's marked focusing most where the source of the river Nile is,
oyo nno ye Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo nga akomawo omulundi ogw'okubiri,
is the Lord Jesus Christ coming back the second time,
bw'ajjanga Yesu Kristo,
when he comes as Christ Jesus,
bw'ajjanga Adam,
but when he comes as Adam,
ajjawo nga wakusatu,
he comes as the third,
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo,
praise Jesus
so much, amagenda g'omuntu,
now the destiny of man,
kwegamba bwe tugamba amagenda,
now when you speak of destiny,
tuba tuwongera okutegeeza,
we move on to mean,
enkomekkerero y'omuntu,
the ending of man,
nti asimbula olugendo n'agenda,
that he begins move a journey,
ate n'atuuka ku ntuuko,
and he reaches the end, the destiny,
awo wennyini we yasimbulira okugenda,
there when he embarked on starting his journey,
okusansana ensi
eno, to scatter this world,
awo wennyini w'alina okudda,
right there he has to get back,
Yesu lwaki Katonda yagamba omutume John Mulinde,
that's the reason why God told Apostle John Mulinde,
mu kaseera kano nga tuleeta okwanukula kwa Katonda eri ensi,
in this time we bring the answering of God to the world,
lwaki waliwo emitawaana mingi wansi w'enjuba,
why there are many troubles under the sun,
okuva omwaka 2020 we gwatandika,
from when the year 2020 began,
kubanga Katonda agulawo mbuto
because God officially opened his worldwide promised call, which is in the nation of Uganda, it is God's final work on this planet earth,
a
revival and restoration the greatest
in
the last on this planet earth, based in Uganda, Pearl of Africa,
that
God, when he was beginning a work in man, was through the creation of man, he began it right here in Uganda, Pearl of Africa, where there is the source of the river Nile. We heard of first Philippians 1:6, and he speaks saying like this. Let's read there, we hear
Abafilipi esula esoka n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
Philippians chapter 1:6,
nga ntegeredde ddala kino, ng'oyo yatandika omulimu omulungi mu mmwe aligutuukiriza okutuusa ku lunaku lwa Yesu Kristo.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Nga ntegeredde ddala,
that being confident of this,
kusinziira ku Bafilipi esula esooka nnyo olw'omukaaga,
according to Philippians 1:6,
ategeeza ng'agamba,
he proclaims
nti nga ntegeredde ddala,
that I'm being confident of this,
nti oyo eyatandika omulimu omulungi mu mmwe,
he who began a good work in you,
wakugukomekkereza okutuuka okudda kwa Mukama waffe Yesu,
perform it to the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Nti Katonda ng'atandika,
that God has begun work in man, the work of creating man, he too is ready to finalize it, but what is it? He has to finalize it at the point where man began. That's the reason why the vision he told Apostle John Mulinde of the
Prayer
Mountain, Uganda,
and the World Trumpet Mission,
that from the time of the first European explorers,
it
was clearly indicated
to Uganda,
that Uganda,
erina amagenda g'omuntu,
it has a destiny of man,
amagenda,
a destiny,
ne komekerezo,
and the end
eyo muntu,
of man,
obe ntuko z'omuntu,
or the end of man,
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Yet God had told us in Philippians chapter
1
and the verse
6 that
himself began a good work in us.
He's
so ready to finalize it
to
the coming back of Jesus. When we come to the side of creation of man, while man began in Adam and Eve, the beginning of the work of God to create man. As he speaks in Genesis chapter 1 and the verse, and he speaks like this. Genesis chapter
1
verse
27. Omusajja n'omukazi bwe yabatonda.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Katonda n'atonda omuntu.
And God created man
mungeri
in his likeness.
Mungeri ya Katonda.
In the likeness of God.
Katonda muyatondera omuntu.
God created man.
Omukazi.
Man.
N'omusajja.
And woman.
Omusajja n'omukazi.
Man and woman.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Kwogera bwetu ti.
We speak like this.
Nti ng'atandika ku muntu.
But while he's beginning on man,
okutondebwa kwe n'okulabisibwa kwe ku nsi kuno.
And it's appearing on this world.
When
we speak of all you in the whole world, and those who understand well, that all us came from the first man, who is known as Adam, together with his wife, who was known as Eve. In proclaiming of the scriptures of truth, upon which based the vision God gave Apostle John Mulinde,
he
told him from the time of the first European explorers in Uganda, and they came to explore Africa. The main purpose was to discover the beginning and the end of man. The beginning and the destiny of man on this world. And they came discovered that.
So,
now in Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, God making man, man and woman, in his image and likeness, he moved on, make him write at a point where there is the source of this river Nile.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ.
That's why you see, and
in
Isaiah chapter 18, the verses 1 and 2, there is a nation that directs us, which is beyond the rivers of Ethiopia. And he says that nation, people within it from the beginning, they were fierce. Now to move on, meaning the beginning of man, it moved on to be right there. And he says,
right
there is where rivers divide themselves. Rivers divide themselves apart from there.
Even
though the whole world rivers pass through it, but here rivers have divided themselves. You know, when they speak of division,
it
is the way you divide.
Division mark,
you know how division mark appears? How does it appear?
Uh-huh.
Line, dot,
Saramu.
Up, lines, dot, up and down, divide.
Uh-huh. Okay. Division,
in a division sign, we use subtract sign, one,
ne not,
and a dot,
dot, full up, stop, full stop, full stop,
full stop, full stop, up and down,
full stop, full stop,
full stop, up and down,
meaning
chitegeza.
Instead dividing
the land divided from its beginning and its end.
Okay,
now if you want to use mathematical language, we show man.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ah.
Now you see, he has told us
In Philippians, chapter 1, verse 6, He God who began a good work in us, so ready to finalize it through the coming back of the Lord Jesus.
But
when he began work of creating man, tell us in Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, where God created man and woman in his image and his likeness. Yet it's taken us here in the Isaiah chapter
18,
verses 1 to 2.
It
shows us the land beyond the rivers of Ethiopia. This river Nile, where it is sourced
from,
right here in Uganda, Pearl of Africa, from Jinja, the district of Jinja. Praise Jesus, man. It says in the verse 2, according to Isaiah chapter 18, that those people, right, where they are, they were feared from their beginning, right from beginning of creation, where it begins there.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But there is the word he uses to show and mark where there is the beginning and the destiny of man. And Mark is saying that that land, rivers have divided with it.
But
when we want to use the word division, we want to go straight to where the European explorers
look.
They want to discover where there is the source of this river Nile. In discovering, they say, it crosses right from there,
Victoria Nyanza,
right from Victoria Nyanza, and
they
passed by scriptures to seek for the destiny of man. And they say that land is divided with rivers. And I told you all, if you want to use the sign of division,
yes,
praise Jesus much. The sign of division. That sign we make a minus sign.
Then above
it a full stop and under it a full stop. Yes. Have you understood me well? That where this river crosses,
the one
moving like a minor sign is Victoria, moving onwards. Now it bypasses the Nile.
And
two begins from the Victoria, heading on to its dot above. Now the beginning and the end of man.
Have you
understood something, Pastor Benjamin?
Yes, we have
praise Jesus much. Let's
first
read us Isaiah 18 from verse 1 and 2.
Isaiah esule ye 18 n'olunyiriri olusooka.
Isaiah chapter 18 from verse 1.
Woowe ensi eyokwakwaya kw'ebiwawaatiro eri emitala w'emigga gya Kuusi. Olunyo olwokubiri etuma ababaka ku nnyanja mu bibaya ku mazzi ng'eyogera nti mugende mu ababaka abangu eri eggwanga eggwanvu eri eggwe weevu eri abantu ababanga ab'entiisa kasookedde babeerawo na guno gujwa.
Yes.
Egwange erigera era erinyirira ddala. Ensi yaabwe emigayi gisazeemu.
Yes.
Woe eri egwange eryokwakwaya kw'ebiwawaatiro.
Woe unto the land of wearing of wings.
Eri wansi w'emigga Ethiopia.
Beyond the rivers of Ethiopia.
Wansi eri emugga Kiyira gye gusibuka eri.
Down there is the sourcing of the river Nile.
Ng'oyise mu Ethiopia bw'oti n'okiro.
Pass Ethiopia, go downwards. This river is sourced from there. That nation is what we speak of. That people who were feared from their beginning, That's where the beginning is. Where there is the source of that river. And they say,
if
you want to reach their will and understand where they are, their land, rivers have divided themselves. There's one moving on ahead, another cross through it, moving upwards. But if you reach the source of the River Nile, you will find it past
Victoria.
Victoria moves on ahead, the Nile crosses within it to move on its own direction.
Now,
right there is where the origin of man is. His beginning.
It
moves the journey to spread this world. And his destiny will be there. The final work at the planet Earth God is doing in the people.
Revival.
The revival.
And
the greatest restoration. And the last on this planet Earth. But we wanted to explain most of the sign of the vision. For the sign of the vision, when they are making it,
they first make
a minus sign, that of minus.
Subtraction
sign.
No, Sazane, good day. No.
And you make a subtraction sign first.
But
then above it, you put
a
dot.
Full stop that written.
Use as a full stop.
Even full stop.
Down it a full stop. That the source of this river now where it comes from.
Victoria,
because Victoria crosses moving on with a minus sign.
Kakati. River Nairo,
now River Nile crosses from below it and reaches above, crossing through
the river.
Now the first dot where it is sourced and where it is heading on, there is something you've understood now.
Nations,
man originates from there. Man begins there to spread in the world. And his destiny. His destiny.
Of finally,
finally God brought it back. The place where man began. That's why a long time has passed.
Those
shown in prophecy in the Bible. The Holy Scriptures.
That
God shows that nation is there. He called it.
It
comes in history of European explorers. Tells them, go seek for where the sourcing of that river is. Because the destiny and the end of man is right there. And there, out of will come redemption. A great redemption. Today it's this one you hear, which brought many troubles. Under the sun. From when they are 2020 began. That humanity will be humbled. And they get explained. The beginning of their journey on this world. The end of their journey on the world. For the world is being folded and wrapped up. And the earth is passing away. Yet where next is he going? It's us explaining right at the source
that
we have where we came from to come on this world. Because Philippians 3:20 says that our citizenship is in heaven. Await the Savior to come from. When
he
speaks Philippians 3:20. But when he
first
says 1 Timothy 6 verse
7
says, still we brought nothing on this world. Even when we shall get back, where we came from in heaven, we shall go back with nothing. God has brought you back where you began your journey coming on this world. That he begins to explain to you. Here you began, things have ended yet the earth is passing away. It's my final work on this planet Earth I'm no more working. The earth is passing away. Praise Jesus, man. That's what he told Apostle John Mulinde.
Since
I sent the first European explorers, my clear destiny upon the nation Uganda. For when I put a man on this world, I began him right there. Spread this world many years back.
But
as I'm winding up his journey, and I bring him back to his destiny, hear what concerned him in the fullness. That is what is happening. Remember, God has created his man. In that time, rivers had not begun to move on this world. Now let me tell you, the water you see in Genesis chapter
1,
verses 1-2,
that
which had spread where, at wherever they created heaven and earth, the water through which God made the earth, he first hid it under the earth. He hid it first under the earth. He first dug where they are going to be dwelling, what we call the seas and the oceans. There are things you do not know. Those who
reveal,
be well in the journey of heavens, how it did this work. If you argue against what I say, you explain us how it did it. I want to explain that right here where we are,
don't
anger you out in the world, you originated here.
Now,
if you know there, you tell us where you originated from. You know this man. The whites don't want to be told this word.
Yet
they know it very clearly. Without any doubt. After this, I speak, many will come out speak, testify that we had hid the truth from the world.
You want
to write that in prophecy, that apostle on this day, the month of June 2020,
he said,
those who hid the truth concerning the origin of man and the end of him, they
could
arise up, speak it after hearing this we're speaking now. Praise Jesus, man. Now you see, in Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, he spoke like this. Genesis chapter 1, from verse 1.
Omoyo gwa Katonda negumamira kunguru kumazi.
Yes.
Labako.
You see.
Simu chisere chali njirere.
The earth in that time was empty.
Yetabude tabude.
It was mixed up.
Ekizikiza kiri kunguru kuziba kumazi.
Is on the depth of the waters.
Katonda ali amaze okulapinga planet earth.
God had already wrapped up planet earth.
Ninga munda yonna mazi.
Yet inside the entire of it is water. Now he had to do what?
It
needed to create a dry land. He first dried the water, all of it took it under the earth. He went on the top, began to dig there a dry land. And he began to create basins where water will be collected there. Now when he was bringing water from under the earth, came out from the hole you see right at the river Nile source. It went pouring in those basins
and
dark where there are seas and oceans. That's why it is the longest river.
Whole
world, because it flowed.
We
got poured in basins.
era bwe gwasookera wali mu Mediterranean Sea ne gubikwamu nejjula ne kanyugira abalala basins endala
killed it and spread toward other basins
tuchayogera byama byo bwakabaka bwakatonda
speak secrets of the kingdom of God. There are things you had not known. But according to what was told Apostle John Mulinde, that here is where there is a clear destiny of man.
That's
what caused us to bring all this.
Answering
the world where there are many troubles in the sun. Since there 2020 began. Because God has to humble man. Can make tell him the truth concerning the beginning of the
beginning.
And the creation of man on earth is moved many years. It began where?
Era.
And if it's to be finalized, it ends where? Where there is God's final work on the planet Earth. For it's where it began from. Now see, in Genesis 1 verse 9,
God
dried all the water within the earth, put it under the earth. And he first dug his basins. Where he will be pouring the seas. What surprise where it was.
Where it gets out
from the source of the Nile to pour from under the earth. And it began to flow. That's why it's the longest river in the whole world. When pouring in basins, God had dug.
Amen.
First poured in the Mediterranean Sea. It began to spread into other basins.
And
brought a tributary, as you see it. Tributaries, channeled water. And the weight supplying other sources. What else do you know about that? Here we speak the truth of the God who is ancient. And who is? And who is to be? Let's read Genesis 1 verse 9 you hear. Genesis chapter 1 verse 9. Yes.
God spoke.
Let water gather. I want a dry land upon it first. See now. That planet after you see.
Dried
it to be flat, no water, it's dried in it.
And water
is put it under the earth. And he began to dig his basins. Here I want Pacific Ocean here. I want Atlantic Ocean.
Indian Ocean.
I want Red Sea there.
Mediterranean Sea.
I want Lake Victoria. I want Lake George. I want river here. He set the water under the earth. Under the dry land. There you see swamps he dug there later. But he first dried the entire of it.
Squeezed
water be under the earth. That is Revelation 5. 13. First made research programs doing them from under the earth. When he began to sprout out water, he reached that point.
To
power in basins he had dug. Where we see their seas,
and
oceans and the rivers. He began to sprout water from under the source of the Nile, coming on the earth. That's why he speaks this in Revelations.
And he says,
Revelations 5 verse 13. Revelations chapter 5, verse
13. Nemirembe, nemirembe.
Yes.
See what was this?
Murumerebire sura esoko nyolomwenda.
In Genesis chapter 1 verse 9.
Yesu yalinga mazimere.
When the earth was all water.
Yaganyiga naga manjagara worukalu nasuka akaza.
It is said, I wanted dry land, it dried the earth.
Now,
water, he pushed it under the earth. That we've heard of in Revelation 5, verse 13. Even those under the earth is where there is research set of all things. Now, what we call under the earth,
that's
the entire dry land we stand on, including mountains. Under there, there is under the earth.
Kati wansi wensi yu.
Now, under the earth,
after he
had dried water on the top, put it under the earth,
nade no kunguru.
He went up on the dry land.
Natandika okusima basins.
He began to dig basins
amazi wekagendo okukunganya
where water will be collected.
Yesu
praise Jesus. But when water began to appear on the world,
it
appeared where there is the source of the river Nile.
It
made it the longest river in the world.
It
was to power in all basins he had dug as God. And when you get back, Genesis 1 verse 10, he spoke saying like this. Genesis chapter 1 verses 10.
Katondo olukalu naluyite nsi nekunganiro lyamazi naliyite nyanja.
Yes.
Aline kunganiro lyamazi lyali ataddewo.
Yes, the gathering of waters he has put.
Nejukira.
Yet remember.
Manyito sogola sima kunganiro lyamazi ngamwegali.
You cannot dig a collection of water when water is within there. It's impossible. It can't work. What I've told you, first dried the water upon the surface of the deep. He made a dry land.
As
his inches he wanted from where we stand to reaching under the earth where the waters were put. Now water was pressed, put under the earth. After he went, came, dig the collection of water. And began to sprout it out of the source of the Nile where the man began. Now you see it is like this in Genesis.
Okay,
let's first read in the Psalms.
Psalms
104, verses 5 to 11. I move on to lightning on the destiny.
Ne kumagenda.
No, the destiny and the end of man. The destiny of man. Which began at denial. Even the end of all things. God is final back on planet Earth. It has to start from there. As I have told you, that when God was creating this world, it was filled with water. It had dry land. But as he created dry land, all water he dried it, put it under the earth. In chasing it from there, go within basins he had dug, where there are collection of rivers, the lakes, the seas, and the oceans. They sprung right the source to the Nile where it is, where they created the first river. This is how it did it. In Psalms 104, from verse 5 to down. And he says like this.
Zaburi esura y'ekikumi mu nnya n'olunyiriri olw'okutaano.
Psalms 104 from verse 5.
Eyasimba emisingi gy'ensi ereme okusagasagana emirembe gyonna. Olunyo olw'omukaaga. Wagibikkako ennyanja ng'ekyambalo. Amazzi ne gayimirira waggulu w'ensozi. Olunyo olw'omusanvu. Gwe wanenya ne gadduka. Eddoboozi ery'okubwatukwako bwe lyawulirwa ne ganguwa okugenda. Olunyo olw'omunaana. Gaalinnya ku nsozi, gaaserengetera mu biwonvu, ne gatuuka mu kifo kye wagateekerawo.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Twagala okulaga.
We want to show you
entandikwa y'omuntu wali ku mugga Kiyira.
The beginning of man at the river Nile.
Emigga we gyatandika okugabanyizibwa.
Where rivers began to be divided.
What
surprised most what I moved to show you is like this.
And
when God was created in this world, the way it was all filled up with water, he wanted to create a dry land in it. What did he dry it all the waters on the surface? As his height, going downwards to, from where we are standing. And he left a collection of them under the earth. All water was gathered under the earth. Now,
heard
Psalms 104 verse 5 unto 8, he came on the surface, on the dry land.
He began
to dig basins where water, basins gathering places of water. Now when he finished, he went under the earth. He commanded water, get out.
Get
out from the source of the Nile.
Yes.
When men came saying yes,
here
is where they
saw.
This one is the old father. Father of all rivers on the world. And they said there is what explains the origin of man.
We are so cool.
It was nurtured first there. Which can explain well the born again Christian faith.
There are
things you've understood, you
have
not yet discovered.
Kitufu katonda kiyagamu mtume John Mulinde.
Through what God told Apostle John Mulinde.
Mwaka gwa 1995.
Obunabbi ku Uganda. The prophecy on Uganda.
Katabo kali egwanga masanganzira.
The book entitled Nations
of Uganda okuva mbiro bya European explorers.
That Uganda from time of the first European explorers. Those come first year.
Erina amagenda.
It has a clear destiny. And the end of man which is clearly explained. Then you didn't understand, but now prove you began rich understanding. Glory be unto the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord.
I'm
name and voice. Pastor Fred Benjamin. We thank God much.
He's
added on us wisdom and understanding. Because right now I've understood. Ever since we've existed, every day I've seen, streams of waters come from the ground. There is no stream. Cometh from the sky. Yet all along I've asked myself, why those seeking water would dig in boreholes and others? They dig going downwards. But we thank the Lord. Now I've reached into understanding. And I've indeed understood
the
reason why those streams spring from the ground coming upwards on the ground. They reach on the dry land, they begin to flow. We thank God much for the teaching.
So in Subuko
now the source of all rivers. As the European explorers told you, we discovered the old father of rivers. Of all rivers.
Chitufu.
It is true. The first river to sprout from under the earth.
It shows
it's the longest river in the whole world. It moved like that. It has been the tributaries.
Channels.
Tributaries. Rivers from this one. They were running swift, going into their gathering places. Where there are red seas.
Indian Ocean, Atlantic Ocean.
Indian Atlantic Oceans. And they go there to prepare for how man will spread the world coming from the source. Where will he drink from and his animals will drink from what? Why you see God brings back man?
Could destiny
right at destiny began where is launched his final work on the planet earth. That is doing in the children of men. And then he folds up the earth.
Yes,
go in that Psalms, then we see. Psalms 104. From verse 5. Downwards. He says like this. Psalms 104 from verse 5.
Emirembe jonna. Olunyolo mukaga. Wajivika kenyanja nge chambalo. Amazi negaimirira waguru wensozi. Olunyolo musamvu. Gube wanenya negaduka. Edoboze lyoku watu kwako beria ulira. Negangua okugenda. Olunyolo munana. Gali nya kunsozi. Gaserengetera mu biwonvu. Negatuka mu kifo kye wagateekera wo.
Yes.
Gage na mifo byali amazo tegeka.
They went to places God had founded for them.
Kati omuka guno omuwanvu kutasino obuwanvu kiira.
This longest river Nile.
Kitawe era omukadde kitawe miga.
The old father of rivers.
Wafu butukayo.
It sprout out.
Na gugagenda.
Told
you. Iwa pake erimbi besin ibyensi
byemu. All basins have dug in the world. In the valleys where
they
are all seas. Read the next verse. Psalms 104 and the verse
9. Ensalo jegata yinza kusukako. Galemo kudde nate okubika ku nsi. Olunyolo kumi. Alete zizi mbiwomfu. Zikulukuta munsozi. Olunyolo kumi n'olumu. Zinywe sensolo zonna ezomu nsiko.
Yes.
Kakati.
Now.
Yazikulukusa.
If you look to the river Nile.
It passes
up mountains, go down valleys. It goes up the mountains, go down to them.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
But all those as they happen,
God,
after he commanded real Nile to flow
from the
source at Jinja in Uganda, then he created man right there at its source. Before it was there, it never formed man. According to Genesis chapter 2, verses 5 to 7.
Olubereberye sura y'okubiri n'olunyiriri olw'okutaano.
Genesis chapter 2 from verse 5.
Na buli muti ogw'omunsiko nga tegunnaba kubeerawo mu nsi. Na buli muddo ogw'omunsiko nga tegunnaba kumera. Kubanga Mukama Katonda yali nga tannaba kutonnyesa nkuba ku nsi. So nga tewali muntu ali mansi.
Yes.
Omuddo
the grass before it grew.
Wali solo tewali kintu kyonna.
No animal, nothing on the world.
Iriao.
It's all there.
Nkuba tenatonya.
Not yet rained on the
earth. Omugga gukyetala.
The river is still.
Gukyetala guno omugga omukadde.
This old river.
Kitayowe migajo nachi. Gakyetala atwala eri mu basins.
Moving spread water to basins of water.
Mubiwomwe byali bisimiddwa kyekigenda maso. Tewali mutigwa meze.
They had not grown a tree.
Olinenge lijo lengera mu creation ebwe yali.
Ebwe you understand how creation happened. The river is spreading.
Atlantic
water.
Ocean. Indian Ocean.
Atlantic Ocean. Indian Ocean. Red Sea.
Tewali chimera. Tewali solo. Tewali muntu.
Animal, no human being.
Mugagwetala.
The river is moving around.
Gugenda kubanga ogumaliriza bwe pa.
As it had finished the rock.
Baduna nayi musorufu.
God raised up mists.
Imigani gitandika okwetalira ddala ne kisuka
obusu. First began to move around.
Na bumbo omuntu wali ku sibuko yinyi.
Formed man right at the source.
Kadu somoro nyi yoro ro mukago uli.
Let's read the verse 6 you hear.
Oluberebere sura ya 10.
Genesis chapter 2.
Oluberebere sura iyo 2 no lunyiriri olwo mukaga.
Genesis chapter 2 verse 6.
Na yorufu ne ruli nyo okuva mu nsi. Ne ruto nya amazi ku nsi yonna. Olinyoro musanvu Mukama Katonda nabumba omuntu nefufu yensi namufuwa mu munyindo omukko ogwobulamu omuntu nafuuka omukko omulamu
Orufuna kwegamba orufu lwali lulinya kuvaawa.
Now mist was rising up from where?
Orufu lwafutukawa wenyini kuchira. Enkube yasoko kutonya ku msikuno.
The river Nile, the first rain to fall on this earth was made from the source of the Nile. And rainfall fell upon the earth.
Nabumba omuntu Adam yasuka.
Man Adam
right
at the source of the river Nile. It's what we heard. Isaiah chapter
18.
Verse
1
and
to 2.
That beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, the land is there. Right there is the beginning of man. Where rivers are divided.
Victoria nga itam.
Victoria cross.
Nga ne River Nile nga itam bwati.
River Nile cross through it.
Shoko risomeryo today yoko risomeryo tuulire.
Just read for us. We go back. We read. We hear.
Isaiah esule ye 18. Noru nyiriri olusoka.
Isaiah chapter 18 from verse 1.
Wowe. Ense yokuwa kwa ya kwebi wa watiro, elie mchala wemi gaja Ethiopia. Olinyo roko bili. Etuma mabaka kunyanja mbibaya kumazi. Ngeyo geranti mugende mwababaka abangu. Elie guange guamvu, elie guwevu. Elie avantu wababa angaventisa kasokedeba vera o na guno gujwa. E guange eligera, elie lirinyirira dala. Ensi yawe emigajiji sazemu.
Yes, we have
praise
Amen.
Jesus. If you hear Isaiah chapter
18,
verse 1 says,
"Woe
unto the land of wearing of wings, beyond the river of Ethiopia."
Ethiopia
uses the river Nile. When they say follow the river beyond Ethiopia, they take you where there is the source of the River Nile. In Uganda, Pearl of Africa, right at Jinja. According to verse 2, Isaiah chapter 18, it says, these are people who are feared from their beginning.
of creation of man.
But
if you reach in that place where they began from, the land rivers have divided it. Victoria heads to its coast that side. Nile cross to go right there
is
where there is the beginning of
muntu,
the origin of man,
creation,
things on the world, let them be animals.
Researches
we are made under the earth and release them out from there. That's why you see, he told the Apostle John Mulinde in 1995,
Uganda,
prophecy on Uganda,
it's
a book entitled Nation at the Crossroads. Told him, I'm going to pour my mighty pouring of my spirit in his fullness.
They are
the seven spirits of God upon Uganda and spread the whole world. Every barrier to my final back on planet Earth, I will break it down. What he told him, this we started today. That right from the first European explorers, God sending them explore Africa. Their purpose was to discover where there is the source of the river Nile. Because God to understand that the origin of man was there.
It's
where he was first created. Even to be nurtured from there. It said it will explain well in the latter days what concerned the born again Christian faith.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. And in that word, and he said
out
there will spring a redemption. That he said Uganda, it has a great redemptive purpose which was marked to be upon it. Praise Jesus. Now when you move on and explain what concerns man, the existence of man on this world,
it
began here in Uganda, part of Africa, the source of the river Nile, and it spreads the whole world. And what concerns his destiny in the end of this world, works are finalized in this place. Once God folds up the earth, takes us back where we first
resided.
When he speaks in 1 Timothy 6:7, that we brought nothing on this world and we shall go back with nothing.
And
he said, though we came on this world, even our spirits are brought. And when we come, in the one we pass through, the first Adam,
he
arrived right at the river Nile.
Era,
where we are best to spread the whole world. Even though it is not ours. According to Philippians 3:20, that our home is in heaven.
We
want to re-answer those who spread the whole world.
Both
began from Adam from here.
Uganda,
in Uganda, part of Africa. That you, my people,
this is not
your home. You just came to arrive here. And he spread the world. Because he had said in Genesis, let them path increase, spread the whole world. Those who spread the world had the point where they began from. That's what he said in Philippians 1:6. You began a good work in us.
It's
ready to accomplish, finalize it. To the coming back of Jesus, it means he finalized this work at the destiny where it began. Even Jesus is on the way coming.
It's
not far even to reaching.
So,
now in that
world,
he had first marked according to Isaiah 19, verse 5 unto 7, he marked where there is the source of the river Nile in the Holy Scriptures, that in time where man will seek destiny where it came, his beginning and destiny, he will be explained in the Holy Scriptures.
Story.
And he will not take it as a story, but he will know indeed it's the truth.
Even though it had been hid by those who first discovered it. Right now it's the time they can no more hide it. Because God revealeth secrets. And he sends his Holy Spirit. In this time is put the world under troubles from since the year 2020 began that he can open up this call officially. Let's first read Isaiah 19.
Isaiah 19 from verse 5.
N'amazzi
galikendeera mu nnyanja n'omugga guliwebuuka ne gukala. Olinyolo mukaga n'emigga giriwunya obuggo bw'emisiri bulikeewa ne bukala ebitoogo ne saalu biriwotoka. Olinyolo musanvu amalundira gali ku kiyira ku lubalama lwa kiyira kwennyini ne byonna ebisigibwa ku kiyira birikala birigobebwawo so tebiribaawo nate.
Yes.
Wali ku kiyira kwennyini.
Right at the source of the Nile. They will be drying of things grown there. But this time we have everything which has been around, the shore has been chased from there. Waters themselves are chasing all who occupied those lands.
Yes,
from the year 2000 when it began, the water rivers first produced on the river Nile. Because prophets spoke in Isaiah 19, the verse 7, shows after it would have dried, so that they too will be chased from there. Now it did like this. It's what as a source supplies rivers in the world.
It
increased water levels. People wonder where waters are coming from.
Not
heavily raining, where are waters coming from? Chase you get from my shores.
You
devils doing all evils around me.
Now it
increased water levels, bring them to other water sources. You know when God was bringing floods on the world, he came right at the river Nile and opened up waters from under the earth in its bankers. You know banks of waters are under the earth.
And
they came ascend on the world. But you've escaped today that he had a vow he vowed to himself. No more destroy the earth with floods. He said will not punish it with floods. Punishing floods, he can do it except destroying it. Waters have increased levels mostly in Uganda. Heavily, where is water coming from? From there you are on the lake. Show us worshiping devils there. First chase them from Jinja at the source. That is a prophecy. Isaiah 19:7. After it's taken time, chase all with reeds around it. Eventually, levels will increase, chase away all people around the rivers and lakes. This clear destiny says what? After all right there, he will put there an altar.
The altar,
knowledge of God in the whole world.
That
be a sign and a witness in the midst of the land. The word of God come to pass as you hear it today. As with new generation with the full knowledge of God. We were just given to lead Uganda.
It's
God's final work on the planet earth. In revival.
And
restoration.
generation the greatest.
In
the last on this planet Earth.
Uganda.
And Uganda. It has to lead the whole world in this world. All us were in the same world. But we of middle generation.
Of
the new generation with the knowledge of God.
We've
been given to lead Uganda.
Uganda
to lead the whole world. As he first led into the existence of man on the world. Through Adam. Right at the source of the river Nile. At the end, that's why he's put there the altar of knowledge of him. That what you hear as new generation, which has the full knowledge of God. Because it's a promise in the Isaiah 19, in the verse 19. And he speaks saying this.
Isaiah esule ye 19 n'olunyiriri olwe 19.
Isaiah chapter 19 verse 19.
Kulunaku luli wali bechote eri mukama wakati munsi ye Misiri. N'empaji eriba ku nsalo yayo eri mukama. Olinyola makumi
Yesu yebazibwe nyi.
Praise Jesus.
Kulunaku luli.
In that day.
Nituogerako lwaliro.
That we speak of today.
Wali ba echoto.
There will be an altar.
Wakati munsi ye Misiri.
In the midst of the land of Egypt.
Misri,
Egypt,
Mubisi,
in BC,
yamanyibwanga Africa yonna.
It's the current day Africa then.
Kati lero eriwonga Misri.
Today, what is
Kekali akabuga akakuru.
Appearing as the nation Egypt was the capital city then.
Kati ulwalero bajichusa.
Now today they changed it.
Okuva kuntandikwa ya AD.
From the beginning of AD.
Eitwa Africa.
It is called Africa.
Ebe nabyo bimanye.
Those who know that.
Wano tebayitangawo Africa mbyo nebya BC.
They never called it Africa in the era of BC.
Yes, we are
before the birth of Christ on earth.
Egypt.
They called
Misri.
All land
Yona.
Egypt. If you read of scriptures, reading of Egypt. Don't read thinking they speak of the current nation of Egypt. They don't say even the rivers of Egypt. The river Nile. And they show you it even cometh in Uganda. Great many nations. Praise Jesus much.
So what about
choto? Now there will be an altar.
Agami nempaji.
Even a pillar.
Unto
the Lord God.
Kati empaji yone choto chino.
That pillar and this altar is what's put us today. The altar of the full knowledge of God.
Empaji tujia kubatu jisomako.
The pillar we shall study of it.
Mufezi eyoku satu.
In the third phase. Of the answering of God to the world. Why there are many troubles. Ever since that 2020 began.
The rise of the African pillar.
Going to read okugolokoka kw'empaji ya Africa.
To stand for God. And for the entire world. After the pillars of Asia.
Oluvanyuma lw'empaji ya Asia.
Europe.
Europe.
And America.
And America.
Zawedeko.
They
America ebadde yimiridde naye empaji ya Africa kati yeyimuka.
America is what stood, but now African pillar is the one standing.
Isongolachi muuliro okwekalakasa kwabadduga.
That's where you hear protestings of Africans the whole world.
Ebanamanya chichigena
masa. They don't know what's moving on.
Empaji yeyimuka.
The pillar is rising.
Okuyimira kulwa Katonda.
To stand for God.
Nekulwensi.
And for the country and the world.
Ekesinzira mu Uganda kula li Africa.
Yet, spacing in Uganda palo Africa.
Abaso okukweyama.
We will first vow.
Okuyimira kulwa Katonda.
To stand for God.
Nekulwensi.
And for the country. Most we think God and the nation Uganda.
Mm-mm.
Not
even
for our whole world. Praise Jesus.
So, now
for that purpose
was
there from the beginning of man. God say Uganda has a clear destiny of man. The destiny and the end. That's why
he's
begun his final work on this planet Earth. And he says that sign. Let's read the verse 20. In 21.
Isaiah sura ya 19 n'olunyiriri olwa 22.
Isaiah chapter 19 verse 20.
Ere eriba akabonero era omujulirwa eri mukama owejje munsi ye Misiri. Kubanga balikabirira mukama olwaba jozi. Naye alibawereza omulokozi. Owamanyi era omukumi. Naye
alibalokola.
Now listen.
Empaji echoto.
The altar.
Echo kumanya katona.
Of knowledge of God.
Nempaji.
And the pillar.
Africa imira kankana.
Africa standing now.
Eribera akabonero.
It will be a sign.
Erobujulirwa.
And the witness.
Obujulirwa bwenjiri obwakabaka bwakatona.
Witnessing of the gospel of the kingdom of God. And the righteousness.
Obwakabaka bw'omukuru.
In the kingdom of heaven.
Wakati munsi emisi.
The midst of the land of Egypt.
Olwalire manyidwa nga Africa yonna.
They known as entire Africa.
Agamba.
He says.
Ndi. Barikabira mukama ruo mujozi.
They cry unto the Lord because of the oppressors.
Omani obajoze babulaka bonna abafricans.
Oppressed black Africans all over the world.
We twogera kuba Africa.
When we speak of Africa.
Tushinganyo considering a color nzirugwa.
Mostly consider the black color.
Ne wakuba denga tushingana mu abamukuba kuberu.
But we find among ourselves some of appear white.
Naye ruo kujogebwa.
But because of oppression.
Inakweze mu America yonna ne mu Bungereza babadde mu kukuba kerere
kwa kusikiti. American Britain have been in two protests.
They
are within prophecy.
Uganda, you know, kubate geza bange muri kuchimwe.
Uganda is there, tell them what
you want to.
Your pillar is rising standing.
Bari mukayana. Mutuve kubulago.
You pressing our necks.
Umujozi abajozi ekimara.
The oppressors of
Katonda abayimusa temunategeera.
Raise you've not yet realized that.
Yesongo lwaki atadde ensi mitawana.
That's why he's put the world in troubles. When the year 2020 began,
you
can open up the call of the whole world. It's upon Uganda. Entire Africa.
Next
stands now for God and the country. He says, he will send them a deliverer, a savior. What explains you? Apostle John Mulinde was told,
Uganda is a nation.
Uganda Gwanga.
Who is a clear destiny in God. Since the times of the first explorers, who came to Uganda,
that we finish getting explained. What we got next?
It was recognized that Uganda,
Shazuri want Uganda.
Had a great redemptive purpose.
Yalina ekirubirirwa ekyamanyi ekyokununula.
Kyagambye alibatumira omulokozi.
What he said, you send them a savior.
Era alibanunula.
It will deliver them. Now when he said the Savior, we are going to get back to understand. The great redemptive purpose.
And
the earth is in the midst of chaos. There is a nation they pointed it to redeem them. It's you to bring them to salvation. In the year 2000, as troubles have increased, we can get back. We explain the great redemptive purpose.
The
purpose of God on Uganda, a great redemptive purpose, and he sent them a savior, and he will deliver them. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.